This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
For the first time in 2014, g'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. In a first for any state in Australia, Victoria will expunge the criminal records of gay men convicted of having sex under historic anti-buggery laws. Premier Danis Napthine timed the announcement for the launch of Melbourne's Midsummer Carnival, telling the crowd the change was long overdue. Homosexuality was decriminalised in Victoria in 1981, but men convicted before that have had to live with the stigma of their criminal record. Like Noel Tovey speaking here to The Age.
I was vilified by the press. The woman next door abused my mother for giving birth to a child like me.
Gay and lesbian teachers should not be permitted to teach sex education, and the school curriculum should promote the view that gay people are abnormal. That's according to Kevin Donnelly, who was last week appointed by the Abbott government to counter what it calls partisan bias in the national school curriculum. In 2005, Kevin Donnelly railed against the Australian Education Union for advocating that school curricula should enhance understanding and acceptance of gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender people, saying that most parents would prefer their children to be straight and not gay. The former staffer to Liberal MP Kevin Andrews, whose educational credentials include producing a school program about smoking on behalf of a tobacco company, argued the curriculum has become too secular.
Religion, more broadly, I think, needs to be taught more effectively. It's not there in what I would argue was a very secular curriculum.
From one culture warrior to another, Corey Bernardi has been accused of being gay-obsessed by a fellow Liberal MP over a new book attacking single parents, step-parents and gay parents and blaming them for promiscuity in girls and criminality in boys. The Prime Minister's office was quick to stress that Bernardi is a backbencher and doesn't speak for the government. Labor's Anthony Albanese rejected the Senator's beastly remarks.
He says he's pro-family, but he's against any family that doesn't resemble his depiction of what a family is. This is an offensive contribution to the policy debate.
The sharpest criticism, though, came from fellow Liberal MP and long-term LGBT ally Warren Entsch, who told Fairfax he worried about the extent of Bernardi's obsession with gay people, prompting the former parliamentary secretary to Tony Abbott to hint at a possible defamation lawsuit.
A gay Brisbane man given a temporary bridging visa is still fighting against his deportation to Pakistan after being denied a partnership visa by the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison. Ali Chowdhury, who in fact grew up in the United States, risks persecution and imprisonment in the strict Islamic Middle Eastern country if he's deported. He and his partner of 4 years, Dr. Matthew Hind, were among the first Queenslanders to take advantage of the state's civil union scheme, but despite that, the government says the couple are not in a long-standing relationship. A petition urging Minister Scott Morrison to reconsider the decision has attracted more than 122,000 signatures. The couple were at a loss last week as to how they could prove their relationship.
We have no idea what else we can do other than invite maybe the immigration minister into our bed and just say, hey, this is two guys sleeping in the same bed. If you do not believe that we're in a real relationship, then I just don't know.
It's been announced that the breakout American sitcom Modern Family will film a holiday episode down under later this year. Meanwhile, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who plays gay dad Mitchell on the show, has chimed in on the Australian gay marriage kerfuffle, kicking in 10 grand of his own money to support the cause.
Turning overseas now, and the Russian Orthodox Church is urging the government to go further in its crackdown on gay Russians, calling for a referendum to ban homosexuality altogether. Gay rights groups are horrified by the suggestion, fearing that an overwhelming majority in the country would support the death penalty.
After the US Supreme Court issued a stay on gay marriages in Utah, Attorney General Eric Holder says the federal government will recognise the 1,300 same-sex marriages already performed there.
A memorial commemorating LGBT victims of the Holocaust has been unveiled in Tel Aviv. The concrete pink triangle is the only monument in Israel to acknowledge persecution of homosexuals under the Nazis.
And American news anchor Katie Couric copped a serve last week after she asked a transgender guest the surgery question. Find out what happened after QNN Sport with Adam Samuel, filling in for Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Jacob. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings has launched an investigation into claims by former punter Chris Cluey, who says he was dumped from the team because of his vocal support for marriage equality. In a post on Deadspin earlier this month, the punter accused coach Mike Prefer of saying gay people should be marooned on an island and nuked. The sporting world has thrown its support behind German footballer Thomas Hitzlsperger after he came out as gay last week, with the British tabloid The Sun running a splash calling the former Aston Villa, West Ham and Everton player a winner for his decision to come out publicly. And with the Sochi Winter Games just a few weeks away, the Australian bobsled teams have announced their partnering with the Principal Six campaign in support of the gay and lesbian community. The captain of the men's team, Heath Spence, said they owed it to their gay supporters to stand up against discrimination.
Thanks, Adam. Finally, before we go, transgender actress Laverne Cox has hit back at what she calls the media's preoccupation with trans bodies in an interview with Katie Couric.
The preoccupation with transition and with surgery objectifies trans people. This is the reality of so many trans people's lives in this country, whose lives are in danger simply for being who they are. And by focusing on bodies, we don't focus on the lived realities of that oppression and that discrimination.
And that's what's kicking off the year 2014 in news and sport for this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.